sunshine. Give me a do.
Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing Mountain Dew. So give me my good hands. Give me a do.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
The cost of living crisis is even hitting the bar and restaurant in the Dáil. The price of food there has gone up, but you will be relieved to learn that the cost of wine has remained the same. Our elected representatives have been struggling with this since November. How are they coping? Craig Hughes is political editor of the Irish Daily Mail. Afternoon, Craig.
How's it going?
Now, I suppose it's notorious that everything's really cheaper there, is it? Significantly?
It is a bit cheaper. I mean, the price of a pint of Guinness, I think, is still under €6. I wasn't able to check my receipts before I came in, but yeah, it's always been a good bit cheaper. The price in the regular canteen for that everyone can go to has always been a bit cheaper. And I noticed in the response to Ken Fox's piece that the Oireachtas said that it isn't necessarily subsidised, but the cost of doing business, I guess, is taken into account by the fact that like electricity costs and all the rest of it are paid for by the Oireachtas. So it isn't like a separate business that has to take all that into account.
Yeah, and they're not paying, I assume that the establishments aren't paying any high rental costs or anything. They're just there.
Yeah, well, it is run by the Oireachtas itself. So yeah, there's no cost in that sense.
Yeah. And so are you, as a Pollock, are you allowed to go into it or under what circumstances?
So there's two bars. One is the visitor's bar, which anyone who's in Leinster House can go into. So that's where myself and all the other journalists will be hanging out, particularly on a Wednesday night as votes are going on late and politicians are coming in and out between votes or there afterwards. Then you've got the members bar. So only elected current members of the Oireachtas or former members of the Oireachtas can go into that. So you need to be either a current TD or senator or a former one. So no one else can go in there. And there's no bounds around the door, but there's ushers kind of all along the hallway at different points. So if I was to try and venture in there, I might get in the door, but I don't think I'd be able to stay there for too much longer.
Okay, can you, if you were invited in as a guest, can you go in there?
No. So strictly only current and previous members of the Oireachtas. There is a members' restaurant where they can bring in guests, but not into the bar itself.
And okay.
I suppose this has raised some controversy in the past. You know, the Social Democrats previously called for a kind of an end to the privilege. So we know that a lot of former members of the Oireachtas go on to be lobbyists. They retain full-time access to Leinster House and of course, the bar. So I'm not suggesting that any lobbying that isn't on the lobbying register takes place in there. But it has been pointed out that perhaps that rule should end, or at least a register be kept of who's going in there, because former members don't have to sign in when they're coming in and out of Leinster House either. So there's no record around that.
Yeah, how do they get in and out? Do they? Because the people on the door, would they necessarily know who they are if they're former members?
In most cases, they would. So it's funny, at the start of every Dáil term, we all get a sheet with all the new faces on it. I must admit, there's still a few that I'm not sure who they are. There's a few senators up there now that if you brought them here now, I wouldn't be able to name them. But the ushers, in fairness to them, are, I guess, most of them come from a Defence Forces background. So they're very regimented in learning all the faces, all the names. You know, hello, Deputy, hello, Senator. I would say that most of them would know them by face. But otherwise, I suppose you could present and say, look, I am a former member, and they'd be very embarrassed and then suddenly let you
in. Oh, yeah, I do not know who I am. And have you ever walked past the Dáil bar? You must be tempted to peek in and see what it's like.
I'm told it's the same as the visitors one, very, very similar. So there's when you're in the visitors bar, from behind the bar, there's access as well into that members bar. So sometimes members may be in the members bar and then cut through to come in and see us, slowly journalists or other members of the public who are there and socialise with us as well.
Yeah, what does it look like? Is it plush red seats and you know, chilling bottles of champagne?
it's a nice bar. I wouldn't say it's.
we're being very diplomatic now.
Try it sometime, you know. And of course, you know, lots of members of the public do get to go in there. They get brought in by their local TD or whatever. So look, it's not like it's the visitors bar. It's not like it's an exclusive enclave, because members of the public are in there every week. You know, they're brought in by their by their local TDs. It's a nice bar, staff very friendly. And like for me as a journalist, it's an important place to be on a Wednesday night when the Dáil is sitting
but
late.
If you were beamed down there and you squinted, would you just look like any other bar? Or would, is there anything different about it?
I wouldn't say there's anything extremely special about it. They do have their own Oireachtas wine, which I'm told from the wine aficionados is actually, you know, of a reasonable standard. And it's a nice place to hang out. And I suppose it can be a bit of a occupational hazard having a bar in your workplace as well, not just for the journalists, but I'm sure also for the politicians as well.
Is it busy?
You know what? I was just lamenting this with some of my journalistic colleagues that it's not as busy as it was. The new crop have... they're a bit more sensible. I ran into two senders there one Wednesday night. I was going for a pint, and I said, "Are you going for a pint?" I said, "Oh no, we actually go running on a Wednesday evening." And I was thinking, I was like, "You're a senator. You're away from home for the week. You know, no one pays attention to what you're doing in there, and you're going for a run on a Wednesday evening." So the game is gone, but we'll endeavour to bring it back.
Because it was a perception, as you said, it's a late sitting that vote pint kind of thing was the habit.
Yeah, well, I will say it doesn't open any later than other bars. There's no late license there. So I'm told, you know, before my time back in the day, that budget night historically would have been a wild night back there where, it would have apparently ran later and it would have been full to the brim. That has gone out of it in the last few years, especially on budget night. It's not the big set piece occasion on that set that it was. But look, there are nights where it's very busy there on a Wednesday because they're voting and people might be in or whatever. The odd time you might get the Taoiseach coming in there if there's a local group in to say hello to them or other senior members of the cabinet as well. So it's interesting from that front. And I suppose from a journalist perspective, it's also interesting to see the politicians who do end up there, who they're drinking with as well, amongst their own crew, you know, to get a sense of where the friendships and allegiances lie.
Do they drink with each, with the enemy, so to speak?
Look, there is a very, there's a pleasant nature to politics beneath it all as well, you know, where you have politicians from all sides, being very cordial to each other and perhaps sharing the odd pint, perhaps in a nicer capacity than what you might be used to seeing across the Dáil floor.
Yeah, but I get from what you said that the Taoiseach might occasionally call in, so you probably wouldn't see party leaders in there so much. Is it more backbenchers?
Yeah, not that much. I know you would see some ministers in there the odd time, but like a lot of that time would be, for example, there might be a party, they might have their youth wing in, and they can't obviously bring them into the members' bar, so it's a place where they can go to kind of have a meet and greet with them. They might get a tour of Leinster House as well and want to go in for a drink afterwards. And that's an easy place for them to go and meet them in a kind of a social setting rather than up in an office in Leinster House.
Right. Okay. So the public, not the members' bar, but that's more like a PR kind of thing. That's just one of the places you bring them when you're bringing in people to around Leinster House, really.
But I suppose also there's also the staff who work in Leinster House as well. So there's a lot of political staff. You got a lot of journalists staff in there as well who would also be in there. If you went in, for example, for a meeting in Leinster House, you might stay around afterwards to meet some other politicians you know in there or other people who are working in the Oireachtas and have a drink there afterwards.
Right, but say you're a Fianna Fáiler and you're planning to stab Micheál Martin in the back. would you discuss that in the members bar? Would you find a little corner in the restaurant? Where do people do their plotting?
Well, if they were being smart, they'd do it offsite, you know. I'm sure it's oftentimes in Leinster House when you start seeing different groups of people gathering around together, you know, suspicions might be raised every now and then. But I think if you were setting out to start a heave, you wouldn't do it in the Dáil bar.
Yeah, but can you tell? Having worked there, can you look at it and go, they're up to something? What's going on over there? Can you smell it?
I wouldn't say that much, but you can certainly see who's close. You know, so for example, if you weren't in there, you wouldn't get a sense of what backbenchers might be close together, just because naturally, if you're on the same team in any sort of situation, you may well go drinking together, or may well be, you know, have dinner together in the normal restaurant. Obviously, we don't see this in the members' restaurant, but most people would dine most of the time in the restaurant that's open to everyone. So from a sense of getting an understanding of who's friendly with who, it's very interesting in that capacity.
Yeah, and the restaurant itself, what's the food like there?
It's nice. Again, it's also reasonably priced, but it's not great for the diet, because they do have healthy options, like on a day like today, if I was in there, if the Dáil isn't sitting today, but it'd be hard to walk past the lasagna and chips, you know. So it's trying to discipline yourself to not put on the fabled Leinster House stone when you go in there.
Yeah, but is it like a self service? Is it are there white tablecloths? Are there
in the members restaurant there are white tablecloths, but in the general canteen it's you go up, there's kind of a carvery style setup. There's a salad bar.
Ah, right. Up, yeah.
No, it's I would say in terms of aesthetic it'd be very basic, but again I always found the food to be quite nice.
Yeah.
We did have a situation last year actually where one deputy brought in an influencer who made quite disparaging comments about the food and the atmosphere around Leinster House, and videoed it and put it all up on the social media, which is actually contrary to the rules of the house. So we're all told when we start there that, for example, in the Dole Bar, you're not allowed to film around the confines of Leinster House inside it. Those rules were breached on that occasion. I understand the deputy was written to. And I understand going back in other years, some people have been thrown out of the Dole Bar for trying to film people inside of it.
Yeah.
So
I suppose kind of understandably. And the members restaurant, is that, again, is it the same as the members bar? This, no one's allowed in unless...
No, it's just so they can bring in invited guests in there.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's different food. That's
an okay, have you ever been in there?
I have.
Yes,
once or twice. Yes.
And what's it like? Is it posh like? Is it Patrick Guibaud's type stuff?
I wouldn't say anything comes close to Patrick Guibaud's now, I must say, but it's nice. Yeah, no, it's nice. It's a nice, it's decadent, but it's, I mean, it'd be, wouldn't be pushing Michelin standards now, but it is very nice. Staff very friendly and the food is good. So.
Yeah, okay. But would they, and the staff kind of dickied up like, kind of posh restaurant staff?
The staff, I must say, throughout the house are all dressed very well all the time. They all have, if they're ushers, they're in their usher's uniform, and if they're in the restaurant, they have there's a certain attire to go with that as well. So they're always turned out very well. And it isn't. I'd say it's not up there with the kind of higher fining dining restaurants.
Right.
In terms of what's expected. No.
Yeah. I just want, I'm not asking you to name names, but might there be some members of the Oireachtas who, do the ordinary man or woman on the street routine when they're talking to the constituents, but they're in the members' restaurant perusing the wine list for quite some time, asking very detailed questions about it. There'd be a few old gourmets in there.
I'm not sure about that, but one story that comes up every year is from members who don't pay their bill. So if you were a deputy, you might bring a group in and you might order them around a drink and you say, "Oh, put that on my tab," and then come to the end of the year, they might say, "Oh, geez, there's a couple of hundred quid here that goes unpaid." So it's been routine now for the last couple of years that it has to be deducted directly from their salaries in a way to claw it back.
Yeah. But they don't name and shame.
They don't name and shame. Regrettably.
Craig, thanks a million for coming into us today. That was Craig Hughes there, political editor of the Irish Daily Mail.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
At Worthington Jewelers, every piece begins with a story. Yours. Worthington Jewelers is actually having their biggest bridal event of the year now through March 21st. Buy one, get one 50% off all wedding jewelry. And as a customer of Worthington Jewelers, I can tell you that from engagement rings to custom designs, each creation is crafted with care and connection. So take some time and enjoy the biggest bridal event of the year. Buy one, get one 50% off all wedding jewelry now through March 21st. Only at Worthington Jewelers, where Columbus gets engaged.